Jerry Bader Show, final thought on this before we move on. I mean, this is really frustrating. Talking about the spoiled brat in Jersey suing her kid, her parents. Josh writes, Jerry, this is the failure of liberalism on display. She believes that she's entitled to some of her parents' wealth, that she doesn't need to earn it herself. She believes she's just entitled to it. What's the difference between this and the kids today saying that people need to spread the wealth around, tax the rich because they're entitled to everyone's money? That's exactly what it is. He's exactly right. It's the 99% mentality. One other thought on this. I make a perfectly good wage from this company. Somehow, my wife and I still manage to need a little more. I do part-time jobs. I write freelance. I do speaking engagements for which I'm paid. By the way, if you ever want me for a paid speaking engagement, Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. And we can make that happen. These take time and effort. I have to plan what I'm going to say. Freelance writing takes time. I'm working on another project to bring in more money on the side. Plus, I put in way more than 40 hours a week here. This is foreign to kids in high school and graduating college today. And as a society, we are large. Well, we do share responsibility for letting it get to this point. The Greatest Generation spoiled the baby boom generation because they didn't want them to know the hardship they did. And then the boom generation just put it in overdrive. Yeah, our liberal societies taught them to act like this. You can go ahead and just say it's the liberals, but it is what it is. It is society today. And quite frankly, no, there are conservative parents who have made this mistake. There absolutely are. It's not just liberal parents who have made this mistake. But Mike is right. The larger message here comes from liberals, but they dominate society, whether you like it or not. That attitude has prevailed. That's the reality. Governor Scott Walker's campaign issued a statement on Friday saying it was sending a complaint to Wisconsin TV stations running a Mary Burke for Governor ad, asking them to pull the ridiculously false spot that claims unemployment has risen in Wisconsin during Walker's time in office. We talked about this. It's just an absolute lie. And by the way, I need to say something here. I stand corrected. PolitiFact Wisconsin gave it a pants on fire. I said they would find a way not to. They called it ridiculous. It is ridiculous. So I want to give credit where credit is due. They, in fact, did say this is ridiculously false and gave it a pants on fire. In his years in office, during his time in office, Governor Scott Walker, unemployment has fallen in Wisconsin. What she's doing is taking the number in the middle of the Doyle term, 4 point something, and say it's risen from there. But it was 7.7 when he took office. It's now 6.3. I asked around station managers, TV station managers around Wisconsin on Friday, would they pull the ad? It's not running in the Milwaukee market. Don Carmichael, general manager of WBAY-TV in Green Bay, said something very interesting, especially given the fact he didn't have to say this. This is common political tactic. We don't get involved in the political dialogue. We're not going to be the arbiter of truth. In reality, TV stations probably don't have a choice on this. Jay Zoller from Fox 11 telling me, we've had our attorney looking at it, but it appears this is a qualified candidate ad, which we, by law, are prohibited from censoring. And a lot of people don't know that. And I think Jay's right about this. This is not a third-party ad. This is from a qualified candidate. You can't tinker with them. You can't. You can't censor it. You can't modify it. You can't do anything. All right, so then what should TV stations do? They should report on what a lie it is. Nothing stops them from doing that. Any TV station, and look, there is no disputing it's a lie. This is where Carmichael revealed some things here. this is a lie. And if Don Carmichael doesn't think this is a lie, then he doesn't really understand what's going on in the world of politics. This is a lie. Now, I understand, but it's also telling Carmichael didn't just rely on the law. Say, hey, look, there's nothing we can do. It's you know, our hands are tied, which is true in terms of not pulling the ad. By the way, I reached out to the Walker campaign on that, and they didn't respond. Yeah, that was very weird. I said, well, what's the reaction of the Walker campaign with TV stations saying they don't have a choice? They never responded. I'm a little nervous about, I need to reach out to the Walker campaign. You would think they would know who I am, but I didn't know her name. In any event, here's where I, the Walker campaign, and this is what I was trying to fish out of them. They should then call on TV stations to report with their newsrooms that this is a lie. Now, I will say this. Our station here in Green Bay is running an ad by a client which decided to take on the Walmart issue. I believe there's a falsehood in there, and I have said so. That's all I can do. I'm not in the power to pull that ad. But I have said I believe it's false. Actually, I didn't say I believe. I said it's false. They are in a position to do that. They can run a story saying, an ad you're hearing on WBUY and other stations, or WFRV and other stations, or so on and so on, or you're seeing. And don't do it balanced, because there's no balance to be had here. It's factually wrong. This is not a matter of opinion. It's wrong. Unemployment has fallen during the Walker years. That makes it a lie. You don't have to squint. You don't have to do anything on this one. Any TV station that accepts a dime of this money should report that. That's what they should be doing. Now, they can hide behind this law. That's fine. I mean, they're not hiding behind it. It is what it is. They can't pull it. But don't they have a responsibility to tell their viewers the truth? And I would put in the news story, look, our hands are tied. But our examination of this ad shows it is false. However, we cannot legally remove the ad. I believe they should do that. Let's see if they do. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to keep track of which stations are running this ad. And I'm not just in the Green Bay market, but anywhere in Wisconsin. Now, I'm told at the moment that it is not in Milwaukee. I'm unclear. I am told it's running in the Wausau markets. I don't know about Eau Claire, La Crosse, or Madison. Any television station will try. And here's how you can help us out a little bit. If you see it on a TV station in your market, and that includes the Green Bay market, send an email to jerrybadershow@mwcradio.com, or you can on Twitter, and we'll get it at the Jerry Bader Show Hub. It's hashtag Jerry Bader. If you just send anything on, concerning a station that it's running on, just tweet it. And include hashtag Jerry Bader, and it'll show up in the Twitter feed at the Jerry Bader Show Hub, and we'll have it that way. I want to police every television station that accepts, well, they have to accept it, that is running this ad, and will they run a news story pointing out that the ad is false? Nothing stops them from doing that, and I think they have the moral responsibility to do that. And we will try to hold their feet to the fire and have them do that. Because, yes, Jay Zoller is right. They can't pull this ad. However, they can expose it. And any station taking money from the Burr campaign, I think, has a responsibility to do just that. Do you know what Everclear is? Jason, I know you know what Everclear is. Do you know there's an effort to ban it in Wisconsin? Should it be banned? If you don't know what Everclear is, stick around. We'll get into that in the next hour. It's 9:58.
Headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina.
The Jerry Bader Show.